Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy O'Brien. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting eighth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Boudreaux. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreaux fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pesce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pesce settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pesky moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia bunts in front of the plate. Bats fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hegan moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Doerr moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 1 in the game. Batts is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 1 in the game. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott fires to first and picks off Doby. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreau fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy bunts towards first. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first, with Doerr covering, for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of O'Brien. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Boudreau scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-0 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to third. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDermott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boudreau fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 2 in the game. Batts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Garcia, and towards Gordon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 2 in the game. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. O'Brien reaches second base with a double. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pesky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. O'Brien moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia bunts in front of the plate. Batts fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Doerr hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vernon bunts in front of the plate. Batts fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. O'Brien settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0 for 3 in the game. Batts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio pinch runs for Matt Batts. Bertie Tebbets pinch hits for Mickey McDermott. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Boone applying the tag. 2 outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon juggles the ball. That's an error on Vernon. Lou Stringer pinch runs for Bertie Tebbets. Tommy O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. O'Brien hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.